It was Ali versus Frazier. Not that Ali versus Frazier, but their kids, rather. The unique fight is part of today's American countryside and is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind to create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. At the age of 19, Leila Ali saw her first women's professional boxing match. Although she was the daughter of Muhammad Ali, it was not until then that she decided she wanted to box. She remembers back to her beginnings.
First fight was over in a flash. 54 seconds of the first round, I knocked this young lady out. It's funny because I went in ready for war and not knowing that I was fighting a tomato can, as they call them.
Her trainers had put her up against a winless rookie fighter. Though they had confidence in her, there was good reason.
Which was a great first fight. My handlers were like, okay, she says she wants to do it, but some fighters get in there and they see those bright lights and they see the crowd and the audience and they freeze up. So you want to make sure because of my name and because of everything that was on the line that I was going to win.
She quickly proved she could be a champ in her own right, never losing a match. But there were some tough battles.
So I have 21 knockouts out of my 24 wins, and I've had some tough battles. And I remember this girl named Kendra Linhart, who I beat. I have three fights that went the distance, and she was one of them. And this girl was physically bigger and stronger than me, and I'm not used to that because I'm 5'11", 168 pounds I fought at.
Another of her fights that went the distance involved a lot of family history on both sides.
I mean, Jackie Frazier, Joe Frazier's daughter, was another tough battle because she wanted to win that fight badly, and so did I, and there was all this history. You know, it was Ali Frazier 4, and we both had to win for the family name and for ourselves, so I went the distance with her as well, but it was a tough fight.
Today she can be found on television and speaking to groups sharing her unique story. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.